Steve King, Men from Most Violent Countries in World Are Invading U.S. by John Binder on October 21, 2018. Representative Steve King, ARIA, says men from the most violent countries in the world are invading the United States through illegal and legal immigration. In an interview with an Austrian media outlet, King discussed the death of 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts, whose body was found in September in a cornfield in her rural hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa, after she was last seen jogging on July 18. Christian Bahena Rivera, an illegal alien from Mexico, has been charged with first-degree murder in Tibbetts' death after police say he admitted to confronting and chasing down the young woman. The illegal alien lived in a region of Iowa that was surrounded by sanctuary cities, as Breitbart News noted, and an initial autopsy report revealed that Bahena Rivera allegedly stabbed Tibbetts to death. King said if the U.S. had enforced federal immigration law properly, Bahena Rivera would have not been in the country to begin with and Tibbetts would still be alive. King said, if Molly Tibbetts had carried a 15-ounce gun, it would have been more useful to her than her cell phone. I don't want to see everybody in the U.S. carrying a gun. It's not practical, they are heavy, you might only need it once in 10 lifetimes. The defense I am really talking about is this. The individual who murdered Molly Tibbetts should have never been in America. Emphasis added. Liberals in the U.S. say that Molly Tibbetts' death is just because the perpetrator was male, that it didn't have anything to do with him being a lawbreaker, a criminal. And what I say to those people who say that immigration isn't part of her death is, then go and tell her family that if her killer had been deported the minute he set foot illegally on U.S. soil, your daughter would still be dead. But they wouldn't do that because that would contradict their leftist agenda. We have a sense of morality. They have an agenda. What is missing here from the mindset of the policymakers? They don't know this data. They don't want to acknowledge facts that contradict their agenda. Emphasis added. King also warned against mass immigration to the U.S. from the most dangerous regions of the world, specifically Central America and South America. According to police, Bahena Rivera was the last person who saw Tibbetts jogging on the evening of July 18 in Brooklyn, Iowa, security camera footage reveals. That is the night Tibbetts went missing. The illegal alien told police that Tibbetts was jogging when he saw her. That is when he said he approached Tibbetts and started talking to her. After Tibbetts allegedly told Bahena Rivera that she would call the police if he did not stop following her, the illegal alien allegedly chased her and says he blacked out after this. The following month, Tibbetts' body was found in a cornfield, where prosecutors say Bahena Rivera placed corn stalks over her to hide her body. Bahena Rivera is being held on a $5 million cash bond. The illegal alien waived his right to have a trial heard within 90 days. His trial is set for April 2019. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.